Chapter 4, The 19th Day. An East Karhaidish story, as told in Goring Herringharth by Tobard Chorhawa and recorded by G.A. 931492. Lord Beresty, Rem Ir Ippi, came to Thongering Fastness and offered 40 barrels and half the year's yield from his orchards as the price of a foretelling, and the price was acceptable. He set his question to the weaver Audrin, and the question was, "On what day shall I die?" The foretellers gathered and went together into the darkness. At the end of darkness, Audrin spoke the answer, "You will die on Oddstrith, the 19th day of any month." "In what month? In how many years?" cried Beresty. But the bond was broken, and there was no answer. He ran into the circle and took the weaver Audrin by the throat, choking him, and shouted that if he got no further answer, he would break the weaver's neck. Others pulled him off and held him, though he was a strong man. He strained against their hands and cried out, "Give me the answer!" Audrin said, "It is given, and the price paid. Go." Raging then, Beresty, Rem Ir Ippi, returned to Cheruth, the third domain of his family, a poor place, in northern Osnarinner, which he had made poorer in getting together the price of a foretelling. He shut himself up in the strong place, in the highest rooms of the hearth tower, and would not come out for friend or foe, for seed time or harvest, for kemmer or foray, all that month, and the next, and the next, and 6 months went by, and 10 months went by, and he still kept like a prisoner to his room, waiting. On another had an Oddstrith, the 18th and 19th days of the month, he would not eat any food, nor would he drink, nor would he sleep. His kemmering, by love and vow, was Herber, of the Gaganer clan. This Herber came in the month of Grende to Thongering Fastness, and said to the weaver, "I seek a foretelling." "What have you to pay?" Audrin asked, for he saw that the man was poorly dressed and badly shod, and his sledge was old, and everything about him wanted mending. "I will give my life," said Herber. "Have you nothing else, my lord?" Audrin asked him, speaking now as to a great nobleman. "Nothing else to give?" "I have nothing else," said Herber, "but I do not know if my life is of any value to you here." "No," said Audrin, "it is of no value to us." Then Herber fell on his knees, struck down by shame and love, and cried to Audrin, "I beg you to answer my question. It is not for myself." "For whom, then?" asked the weaver. "For my lord and kemmering, Ashi Beresty," said the man, and he wept. "He has no love, nor joy, nor lordship since he came here and got that answer, which was no answer. He will die of it."
"That he will."
"What does a man die of but his death?" said the weaver Audrin. But Herber's passion moved him, and at length he said, "I will seek the answer of the question you ask, Herber, and I will ask no price. But bethink you, there is always a price. The asker pays what he has to pay." Then Herber set Audrin's hands against his own eyes in sign of gratitude, and so the foretelling went forward. The foretellers gathered and went into the darkness. Herber went among them and asked his question. And the question was, "How long will Ashi, Beresty, Rem Ir Ippi live?" For Herber thought thus to get the count of days or years, and so set his love's heart at rest with certain knowledge. Then the foretellers moved in the darkness, and at last Audrin cried in great pain as if he burned in a fire, "Longer than Herber of Gegener." It was not the answer Herber had hoped, but it was the answer he got. And having a patient heart, he went home to Cheruth with it, through the snows of Grende. He came into the domain and into the strong place and climbed the tower, and there found his kemmering, Beresty, sitting as ever, blank and bleak, by an ash-smothered fire, his arms lying on a table of red stone, his head sunk between his shoulders. "Ashe," said Herber, "I have been to Thongering Fastness and have been answered by the foretellers. I asked them how long you would live, and their answer was, 'Beresty will live longer than Herber.'" Beresty looked up at him, as slow as if the hinge in his neck had rusted, and said, Did you ask them when I would die then? I asked how long you would live.
How long? You fool, you had a question of the foretellers and did not ask them when I am to die.
What day, month, year? How many days are left to me?
You asked how long?
Oh, you fool, you staring fool. Longer than you, yes, longer than you. Beresty took up the great table of red stone as if it had been a sheet of tin and brought it down on Herber's head. Herber fell, and the stone lay on him. Beresty stood a while, demented. Then he raised up the stone and saw that it had crushed Herber's skull. He set the stone back on its pedestal. He lay down beside the dead man and put his arms about him as if they were in Kemmer, and all was well. So the people of Cheruth found them when they broke into the tower room at last. Beresty was mad thereafter and had to be kept under lock, for he would always go looking for Herber, who he thought was somewhere about the domain. He lived a month thus, and then hanged himself on Oddstrith, the 19th day of the month of Therne.